Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
I can't even imagine.
What, bud?
Who's winning? What is occurring?
I love bridges. Have you ever been to a volcano?
I love volcanoes.
Everyone sing a song about popcorn.
Adelaide, pretty little Cajun queen.
I'm the Tire Factory Sports Desk.
Thanks, Isaac and Newt Suk.
These nuts!
All right, welcome back to the Club Hour. We have a special guest this hour, and you may be able to guess who it is because Monday is Veterans Day. And he always comes in here right before Veterans Day.
To shamelessly promote his propaganda.
And it is shameless, make no mistake. It is the great Tony Starlight. Of Tony Starlight Showroom.
And more importantly... He's brought us gifts.
So what is this conversation?
We'll get to veterans here in a minute, but let's get to the important stuff right now.
Conversations with Birds calendar. Is this your second one?
That is the third one, as you may recall.
I don't.
You didn't recall.
No, I didn't.
I'm reminding you, telling you now.
There's one hanging at my desk.
Third one. Right. Yeah.
How on earth did you slip this into me while I was doing an update and I didn't even realize?
I have ninja skills that are often misconstrued.
Construed?
That's a tough word.
Construed? Well, I think when you're out with nature and the birds, don't you learn to become one with the surroundings?
That's exactly right. You've got
so you're a bird watcher.
I watch the birds. I take pictures of the birds. I put their pictures into a format called a calendar. That helps you know what day it is. And then I also have a conversation with the bird, and then we get an exact transcript. And it was a perfect conversation I had with that bird.
And more importantly, we also get an action shot of Tony on a kayak photographing a bird.
Great that shot.
That's up in Alaska.
Wow.
How do you like that?
Where do people get these?
TonyStarlightBirds.com or TonyStarlight.com or at any Tony Starlight show, which there are many, many of those.
Now, on a somewhat related note, that was at Chilkoot Lake.
Chilkoot Lake.
And there is a place there called Chilkoot Charlie's, and their famous slogan is, "We cheat the other guy and pass the savings on to you." Somewhere, I don't have it anymore, but somewhere in my t-shirt collection over the years, I did have a Chilkoot Charlie's t-shirt that had that slogan on there. And they make a great, great burger. I've been up there a couple different times.
It's the final frontier. I mean, they still boast about swindling people.
Yes. I just enjoyed that. Like, if you're going to have, and there's a nice little Eskimo on there as their mascot.
Yeah,
I just remember that from when I was a kid going there with my dad.
I always wanted to just, I would have more respect for the pawn shop that just said out front, "We buy what you steal." You know?
Yeah.
Just let me refreshing.
Know. Yeah. That's the depressing part when you have something that's stolen from you. Like I once had a nice bag stolen from me that was kind of expensive. And the part that bothered me the most is that was probably sold for $5.
Yes.
Like I would have given you $100 for you not steal my bag.
That's right.
Break my window, but please leave the bag if you could.
Yes, that's right.
All right.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, Veterans Day. I'm here, as usual, once a year to promote the Veterans Day Parade, which is Monday this year. Portland Veterans Day Parade takes place on Sandy Boulevard. It starts around, I think, 37th, where my old place was, the old Tony Starlight Supper Club Lounge. And it goes all the way up to the Ross Hollywood Chapel. And then when it gets there, we have a little ceremony. We'll have dignitaries and so on, state representatives, your local politicians. And we will have the opportunity for those like me who did not serve to say thank you to those who did.
I love it.
I do too.
So
it's great because I, you know, it's funny because I grew up at a time when every movie was like the military was the enemy in every movie. Think about Platoon and all these. Like, there was, first of all, you had, before then, you had everyone was like John Wayne. The military was nothing but just the hero. Then, when I grew up, they were just always the bad guy in every movie. The military and doesn't look complex.
Oh, yeah.
So, however you feel about the military, the people that serve, though, I didn't really respect how much they did until I've gotten to be a little bit older and spent time around veterans.
Gets you a little perspective with age.
Oh, my God, yes. And just, I'm so appreciative. Because I sort of think that the default position is that I can just do whatever I want for a living around the world. That's the default position.
Yeah.
And people mess it up. Well, the default position is actually that you dig ditches. And then this great country allows me to put on my stupid show and make bird calendars to sell for a profit. And then the people that pay the price are the men and women in the military.
So what time does it start Monday?
The parade starts at 9:30.
Okay.
Then around, I don't know, probably 10:30, 10:45, they get down and we do the little ceremony at Ross Hollywood Chapel. And then following that at the German-American Society, just a little ways up the street, I put on a show with members of the 204th Army Band. So it's me, a couple other vocalists.
Colonel Kurtz, right? He shows up.
Yes, indeed.
No? He's not a part of this?
You never know, Sook. You just never know what's going
to
happen.
Can you do a musical to Apocalypse Now? Is that, have we thought about that maybe as the next great Tony Starlight performance?
This would be the city in which to do that.
Yes, I can see that. I can see the staging right now. Maybe not on Veterans Day, but maybe something in the springtime, a happier kind of time of the year.
That kind of ties into this thing because it's so funny they have this slogan, the keep Portland weird. Now, if you think about that, what you're saying is maintain the status quo.
Yes,
That doesn't sound very progressive to me. The slogan should be, make Portland weirder.
That is a very valid point because we keep having to ratchet it up.
You have to.
Like, when did that slogan start? Like, if that started like in 84, we're no longer weird, right? It keeps getting worse and worse.
Maintain the status quo, bro. No, thank you.
So you can go to veteransdaypdx.org, find out more, but we want to get people down there on Monday.
Get way more accurate information there than from my brain. Telling you about it.
So we've got some protest news.
What?
The Jesus people are back out.
Yeah, we're gonna find out if we're all going to hell. And apparently,
Tony Starlight's on this list. Let me tell you something.
Well, it's a safe bet that I think a lot of people. So if you're concerned about your place, heaven or hell, you want to stay tuned to this because we'll give you the definitive list.
We'll do that next. 6:13 on the Fan.
Adults, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right, Tony Starlight in studio, Veterans Day Parade, Monday.
Go check it out.
Now let's get to the Jesus people.
People are, by the way, on board with our Apocalypse Now musical, though, so just something to consider for the next...
If you build it, they will come. Yeah. It'll be like the cornfield in Iowa.
It's... it seems a little controversial, but, I think in Portland this can work. So we all see the protesters outside of, I guess they're not really protesters, the Jesus people outside of the sporting events.
But they were outside of Iron Maiden when I was there.
Were they?
And what was pretty funny is my friend said, I bet they're with the show. I bet they travel from town to town with Iron Maiden. They're part of drumming up interest in Iron Maiden.
Well, I remember we were outside of the Rose Bowl one year, and they were out in force. And they had the megaphones and everything, and they were really laying it on thick. And I always had this thought, has anyone ever been converted based on, has anyone ever been walking into the Rose Bowl and been like, wait, I'm going to hell?
There's probably a lot of people who, like, you know, they've been to church and they go, this message appeals to me. But if it were shouted at me through a megaphone on the corner in front of a sporting event, I think that would really take hold.
So this is a wonderful, so I think this came from outside of the Thursday night game here. And I saw this on Twitter, and it's a wonderful group called the Christian Interviews. Like, that's the group. And it's a, they don't have a website, but they have a Facebook page here.
That's a terrible name.
That's what I said. It was a little weird, but it's called Christian Interviews. And he's on Facebook, and the pastor seems really well-balanced and completely rational. Here's his T-shirt as he's preaching that says, attention, feminists, submit. And he's big into the turn or burn.
He's great.
Yeah, he's big into the burn. You're going to burn in hell sort of thing. And I just happened to notice that one of his guys outside of the game had this big giant sign, and it says, warning, obey Jesus or hellfire. And then it's got a list of all the people that they're warning that is going to face the hellfire. And quite frankly, I thought it was the most extensive list of people that I've ever seen that are going to hell. And immediately I thought about Mike's soul, and I'm concerned about it. And I,
does it say Tony Starlight on there?
It does not, but we'll go through this list and find out how many of us are indeed going to hell, because I believe, according to this list, we're all going to hell. So we'll just go, some of these I'm going to have to edit because they get
Which one do you most identify with in that group?
Well, let's find out.
Let's find out. Well, the first one is, the gays, but of course they don't call them the gays.
What do they call them?
Well, it's a slur.
Okay.
Yeah. And so then we go down Muslim.
The F word slur?
No, the H one.
Okay.
So then we got Muslims.
All right.
So I think so far, I think we're
That's
okay.
That's pretty standard.
Yeah, we're pretty standard, but we're not going to hell yet. Porno freaks. Mike.
Freaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, define
freak. I don't know if I want to go porno freak.
We just got done having a conversation today about Mike and his adult viewing habits, Mike, did we not?
Yeah, no, we did.
But it also included Jusuk, so let's not try to push that under the rug.
Don't deflect. Did we or did we not have a conversation today about Mike and his porno freaky habits?
Yeah, no, Mike had
we
to
had
explain.
A conversation today about what is popular on porn sites.
Yeah.
Mike not about my freaky habits. Mr. Deflector Jason Sukanik.
Like, Mike's going to hell.
You are deflecting. But Mike did explain to me that in porno now, because I don't watch porn.
Yeah.
He
Which
said,
we don't believe at all, but okay.
He said that in porno now, the big hot thing is the stepdaughter, stepson, stepdad, stepmom.
Yeah, Mike knew this right off the top. He was like, oh, yeah, it's everywhere.
So my question is, well, wait, how do you, first of all, how do you know that? Like, don't you just like whatever porn you like?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, duh, it's like at the top of the page. I'm like, oh, okay, didn't know that. And then, like, what is it? So how do you know? Like, they just say that some girl is, like,
you gotta set up a plot. Step.
Yeah, like, how do you...
Acting!
And so then I guess he says that they tell little stories in the porn.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, he had a bad day there.
So clearly,
okay, Christina. Well, obviously you're somewhere where you can have the volume up.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
What?
That's right.
Or do you have subtitles on?
Wouldn't that be something?
I wonder if there are subtitles in porn.
Note to self.
Anyway, Mike is a sexual deviant.
Yeah, so he's going to hell. And we're only at number three. And then we get to cow worshippers.
Okay, well, so Mike's
I
already out.
I think they're thinking of Hindus when they say that.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, you know, I like a good Western.
I love hamburgers.
I'm a cow worshipper, if you want to look at it that way.
No, it's
so
little,
you're out.
I feel like that's a little vague. Now we get down to number two here for Mike. Jews who disobey Jesus.
Yeah,
that's going to be me for a second time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mike's now a two-time winner facing the hellfire.
I don't know. How am I supposed to obey Jesus? What if I've never been told?
I don't know, but... I just know that you're in trouble.
Okay.
Twofold over
right now.
Two times
in trouble.
Actually,
okay.
If you're the cow worshiper, you might be in trouble three times.
I mean, I do
times.
Love hamburgers and steaks, so maybe it's three times. So
now we get down to racist, but it says racist, and then there's parentheses, and it says KKK, BLM, which I'm not sure who the
Black Lives Matter.
Oh, and then Obama.
What's interesting is that's considered one group. So if you, who is the person who's that, they're racist slash KKK slash Black Lives Matter?
Slash Obama.
Slash Obama.
Obama is his own separate category of racist.
Thanks, Obama.
This is my favorite one so far. Women MMA fighters.
Really?
It's their own category.
What about the men?
No, now, just the women.
There's a pay-per-view for the ages. That pastor versus a women's MMA fighter.
$59.95, sign me up.
I would pay.
I just think that's the best thing ever. Not MMA fighters, women MMA fighters. And maybe this is the same thing. Then we get into female enablers.
But wait, can we go back to women MMA fighters?
Yeah, you go right ahead.
That is so incredibly specific.
Yes.
Like, why
that
MMA fighters?
Such a small population of people.
Look, I was
like eight of them.
You can judge the Christian interviewers here all you want, but you got to give them credit for their attention to detail. No rock of hell is being left unturned.
Their attention to detail, like Muslims. Very broad.
Yes.
And then women MMA fighters. Very narrow.
And then we get into female enablers, which I'm not really certain what that is either.
So people who support women?
Again, not male enablers?
No, just female enablers. So like when
people who enable women?
So when I encourage my daughters to be like whatever they want to be, is that?
Yes.
You're an enabler.
You're enabling a female then.
Crap.
Or is it someone who enables that is a female? That's vague.
Yeah.
I'm surprised this isn't better written. Usually these people...
We're back to very broad on that one.
Money lovers.
Money lovers?
Money lovers?
Money lovers.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that everybody?
So that's interesting. So it's like John Osteen. Or like Joel Osteen.
Joel Osteen.
Is he...
I think
where does he fit in there?
I think he'd be burning in hell because he teaches the prosperity gospel thing.
Yeah.
Then we get into mama's boys.
By the way, can I just state for the record, I'm out because I love money.
Yeah. Well,
money's great.
Now you're burning in hell, but let me get to this. A four-timer. Mike, mama's boys.
Mike.
Come on. I am really concerned about you burning in hell.
I mean.
Why don't they like Mike?
I don't know.
I'm already down four. How about those are 20 more? Let's see how many more I can get.
Well, believe me. So keep track at home to see how many you get. And we'll see if Mike is burning in hell more than anyone else. Then we get to baby killers. I'm assuming we're just abortion.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
That's pretty standard fare for these sorts of things.
Some of these are quite standard and others are totally shocking.
That's kind of funny. Look at, I don't know, I'm jumping ahead. But of all the vile things they said, the one thing that they blank out is M Baiters.
Yeah.
You can't say that.
You can't say that on the sign. Don't worry, Mike. We'll get to that one here, too. You're in a lot of trouble, mister.
You can say dykes on bike, but you can't say
M-Baiters. That is a real one they put on there.
Dykes on bikes?
That's what it says
It says on the sign. That's its own category, too.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That is a real thing. So we've got witches.
Oh, God.
We've got witches.
What?
Gamers, Mike.
That's five for me.
That's five. Mike's five.
Are they going to resurrect me over and over again and then just keep burning me? Or?
So wait, why do they have to say dykes on bikes? Because they've already mentioned
the gays.
Typically, if you're a dykes on bikes, you're going to fall into three or four of these other categories. Even likely, I'm going to even say possibly MMA fighters.
What I would like to think that they're doing here, and I appreciate it, they're making sure no one falls through the gaps.
That's true.
Right? You want to make sure there's some overlapping hellfire to make sure that no one is able to weasel their way
into
the kingdom.
But you can't be in a lesbian motorcycle gang without being lesbian.
It's true.
And they've already mentioned lesbian.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's a bit overkill, but they wanted to hit that point.
Phillip Rivers just threw a third interception, by the way.
Don't say it to me, please.
That sounds about right. And then we've got cutters.
Starlight's 8-1 in fantasy, but he's got Phillip tonight.
I have Phillip tonight.
I was 8-1 till I had to stream Phillip Rivers because DeSean Jackson's on a bye, and Jacoby Brissett, who had lined up to be a backup, playing the Dolphins. Beautifully managed team, but he's got that little Q by his name, and we don't know if he's going to play.
DeSean Watson, by the way.
Yeah.
What did I say?
You said DeSean Jackson.
He's on the list.
He's going too. He's going too.
No, Phillip Rivers is, though.
They turned away the interception for a penalty.
Phillip Rivers is super crazy.
No interception. Look at this.
First and goal. Oh, look, Tony, you're living
see
the
what
life.
Happened? We prayed hard enough.
Nope.
Okay, what else do we have?
Cutters, brats, okay. Emos,
okay.
Rebellious women, whoremongers, ankle...
What's a whoremonger?
I think
it's like a fishmonger, only...
Yeah, you're going to have to look that one up.
You whore.
Googling. Yeah.
A person who has dealings with prostitutes, especially a sexually promiscuous man.
Mike?
No.
ankle biters, which again, I'm not certain what that is.
Ankle biters.
Whoa. I feel like
what
that's...
What does that mean?
I don't know. I always thought ankle biters was kids, like little kids. Right?
I can't... Right.
Yeah, maybe they...
Is that like a slur?
I'm going to take a stab at it, but I'm not going to do it on the air.
No. Then we've got drunks, liars, sissies.
God.
The Pope.
What?
Yeah, the Pope.
The Pope?
The Pope.
I think they mean the new Pope, because this new Pope...
Yeah, he's not having it. And then you get into the... M baiters, but that's the one that they can't spell out. That's dash dash dash.
That's so strange.
Can't, by the way, Mike.
They may have been having an argument on how to spell it.
Dell healers, party animals.
Wait, Dell healers?
Devil.
Devil.
Oh.
I don't know what
does that mean.
I don't know. Is that just doctors? Is that like non-faith healers?
Yeah, probably like acupuncture.
Yeah, you know. Now I'm hooped. Now I'm going to hell. Party animals, and then we do get to the aforementioned dykes on bikes. Little monsters, which again, don't know what that means.
Little monsters.
Little monsters. Gangster rappers, rock and roll freaks, so-called Christians.
So-called Christians.
And occupational whores.
So who's left?
I don't know.
I feel like that pretty broadly captured every human being in the world.
I feel like that is the most comprehensive list of people that are going to hell that has ever, ever been written.
So, everyone.
So, pretty much you have to be a white male.
Who hates women.
No, you can't
You can fit into a lot of those categories as that. What you should be doing is buying real estate in hell right now, because the place is going to grow. It's going to be booming.
I mean, this is really going to take off.
By process of elimination, the only thing you could be is a white male who isn't into money or gangster rap.
Hates women.
Who doesn't...
Doesn't like rock and roll either.
Doesn't work his PUD. Doesn't like rock and roll.
Yeah. Doesn't...
Isn't Muslim.
Hates or gay or Jewish.
Hates the Pope. Doesn't lie. You can't drink.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget about the drunks. You don't enable women. Gosh, that's tough. No video games. I like that emos. Brats and emos are on here.
Seems like it'd save a lot of work if God would just make this little church heaven, because all the holy people are apparently already there.
Yeah. I think it's a very narrow slot. But, I just wanted to... Huh.
So basically,
it's like
Dick
a public
Cheney.
Service announcement. Yeah, there you go. He's fine.
Dick Cheney, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
No, Donald Trump is...
Oh, wait, no.
A lot of that stuff on that list doesn't work.
Yeah, he's Muslim.
Yeah, clearly.
Well, money lover.
Yeah, money lover, right. He's out.
He's
out. He's one of us.
Yeah.
But if he was a Muslim, you have a feeling he'd be the best Muslim.
Yes. There's no question.
It'd be amazing.
So, all right.
No, but I just, Mike, it was nice knowing you. Waiting for the lightning bolt, and when it happens.
My question is, do they revive me and then kill me again for all of my various sins?
I don't know. I just think...
Because you're going to be given hellfire, but I was given hellfire in the beginning for being a Jew who doesn't follow Jesus.
But I think you just burn in hell for all eternity. So I just think it's like a... Think of like a rotisserie sort of fire and brimstone sort of thing. Mm. It's multiple sides.
I'm still. What is a little monster? I need to, because I googled that. I don't know what that is.
Now the only,
and I want to know.
That is and I don't know if this is what they mean, but Lady Gaga's followers, like her little, her fans, are called little monsters.
That can't be what they mean though.
They're specific enough to say women MMA fighters. And if they're specific enough to do that, maybe they are going after Lady Gaga.
A couple people bringing up the Amish.
Yeah?
That's not bad.
No. No, if you want to be safe.
Yeah.
Go that
way. Amish.
Yeah.
All right, I've got a follow-up from last night. We have hot art talk and daylight saving time news. But first, Mike with sports.
BetterYouToday.com.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right, recruiting with Andrew Nemec coming up tonight at 7.
I bet Nemec's going to hell.
Oh, I guarantee he was on the list.
Yeah.
But who wasn't?
I tell you who wasn't. It did say Elton John impersonators. Elton John is...
Yes,
on the list,
you.
But not an Elton John impersonator.
No, no.
Thank you very much.
You found a loophole in that. Congratulations.
You got a big Elton John show coming up, right? Is that tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah. That's why I brought it up. It's called a sick natural tie-in.
And what's your new...
Master of promotion, Tony Starlight.
You got a new bit with like the old school country?
Singing Cowboys. So it's like the Gene Autry... Roy Rogers, Sons of the Pioneers.
Like a Rustler's Rhapsody sort of thing.
Yeah, good old-fashioned stuff like that. You know, you saw Buster Scruggs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the beginning, he's singing, all day I face the barren waste without the taste of water, cool water. That kind of music. Singing cowboy music.
11th of Madison, go there.
Yeah, songs about, you know, the prairie.
Yes.
Six iron. You know, fun stuff.
When's
it's
that
fantasy.
Show? So Elton's tomorrow.
We're doing that one the Saturday after Christmas, 29th. And it's kind of a theatrical cowboy show.
Tony's packing heat.
I'm packing
during that one.
Replica heat. And,
can't bring the real gun. You're not going all Lars Larson's on me?
No. If you come at me with replicated violence, look out. I'll stop you dead in your tracks.
Well, I suppose, like, if it's a replica gun, you could always, like, throw it at someone, right?
Oh, God, it's heavy, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, pistol whip them with it? I mean, those things are...
Got that exactly
there's,
right.
There's some good heft to that.
Got that 100% right.
Do you like art?
What do you mean, like, visual medium
like,
art?
Art pieces for your walls and such.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, who doesn't, right?
Yeah.
So we were talking about this last night. This is a quick follow-up. I happened to see this today.
Yeah.
And our point is, look, I'm not a big art guy in terms of like, I just know what I like. That looks cool. I like the colors. I'm going to put that in my living room or whatever. And then you look at the price tag, and it's usually like $7,000 or something. Not willing to go there. So there's a lot of people like us. So we were wondering, how do you get inexpensive art? Because a lot goes into the making of the art, and I get it. I mean, you know, I'm not saying it all should be cheaper. I'm just saying, like, where does a guy like me that's kind of doesn't really know but wants something cool looking, where do they go? Well, I saw this story in Vegas, in downtown Vegas. They now have an art vending machine. It's called the Gallery to Go, and it's a refurbished snack machine. And instead of dispensing, you know, cookies.
Right.
Chips.
So these are very small pieces?
Small pieces of art. 10 or 15, between $5 and $25, they have art.
Well, but is it really art? I mean, if you're getting like a...
Made by local artists.
Like a 5x7, like painting or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, let's grow the scale. See, they got the right idea here.
Well, if you
local artists, let's grow the scale of it, make it bigger... And get these people to make some stuff for schmucks like us.
Yeah, well, if you do go over to Japan, or anywhere in Asia for that matter, you can get anything in a vending machine. I mean, literally anything you want. Huge things. You can buy, like, bicycles, motorcycles. So if you can do that, why can't you buy art?
Yeah, they got it figured out over there.
Yeah.
The only limit is your imagination.
Now, speaking of art, I was talking about the... Yesterday I brought up that Peter, is it Like... Leak? Whoever the...
I want to say Lick.
Lick? L-I-K?
You want to?
Let's go with Peter Lick. He was the guy that he's got the... If you're ever over in Hawaii or Vegas, you always see his galleries, and he does nature photography, and it's really awesome stuff. But it's like an arm and a leg, and I felt like a total schmuck.
Again, like $50,000.
Right. Yeah, there was one I saw, and I was like, okay, I it's the most... I loved it. It was the best photograph I'm like, I want this. And I was like, I'll splurge on it. And I thought maybe, you know, maybe be $2,000 or $3,000. And I was like, it's Christmas time. Maybe this will be like our Christmas gift. And the guy dropped like a $30,000. It was like $32,000. And I about had a heart attack. And his thing is, as he does limited edition runs of like 100 or 1,000, and as they sell, they go up, you know, in price. So if you get in right at the beginning, you get it at a cheaper price. And someone forwarded this on to me. This donkey, this Peter Lick guy, he sold the world's most expensive photograph. This is not a painting. It is a photograph. And it was one, he called it a phantom. And it's the same photograph that he took in color, but he made it in black and white. And he sold this a couple years ago. And again, just photograph. Would you care to guess how much he sold this photograph of light shining into a cave for?
$700 trillion.
$6.5 million.
Why?
I don't. No one seems to know.
Because somebody's willing to pay that.
Yeah. Someone's willing to pay it. But it is officially now the most expensive photograph.
Wow, man.
Ever sold.
Okay, so I guess is.
So he sold.
I mean, is it that great of a photograph, or is it just?
You can look
cool.
it up. Look up Peter Lick, L-I-K, and then Phantom. Now, he sold the same one that was called Illusion in color, same photograph, for $2.4 million. But he made the one in black and white, and it sold for $6.5 million.
I mean, it's cool looking, but...
It's a photograph.
It almost looks like a transparent being peeing. Don't you think?
It may be.
You see what I mean? I think that's what it is. In which case, I'd pay $6.5 million.
Been waiting for the photographic evidence that ghosts urinate my entire life.
Well, now you have it. And all it cost you to find that out was $6.5 million. But why is the color one only $2.4 million?
Because it's kind of ugly. Yeah. It's red.
And the black and white one, $6.5 million.
Oh, it's more arty in black and white.
Yeah. I guess.
He's got some cool photos on here, though.
Yeah, he does amazing stuff, but...
Good for him.
$6.5 million.
I just feel like this stuff can be knocked off so easily, right? Like,
yes.
Look, it's... I mean, that's a nice photo, and there's some of these other photos. I mean,
yeah,
they're amazing.
But you don't understand, people that buy art don't... They're not enamored of the photograph or the piece of art as much as they are of them showing it to you at a party and... talking about what they spent on it and those kinds of things.
Yeah,
those
probably.
Are
That's
what
true.
They enjoy.
That's true.
People that have
bragging.
This kind of money.
Yeah.
Well, you've probably been around somebody who's gone on and on about later on they're going to open up a $2,000 bottle.
Right.
Yeah.
And you need to. Yeah. Oh.
You got to taste.
No.
And they're going to share it.
No, honestly. Yeah. This will blow your mind. Yeah, just
it's a good point.
Up, you know, and you know that.
It's a good point.
Person.
Yeah.
It's these people just on a bigger scale.
All right. John.
Although art is a wise investment, though, by the way. That's why some people are very rich because they buy things like classic art and real estate. Those things just keep going up in price. Not me.
No, you do bird calendars.
I don't buy these. Yes.
All right, John wraps it up next on The Fan.
With Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Veterans Day Parade, Monday, starts at 9:30. Support our vets. And Tony Starlight.
There you go.
Sandy.
Yeah, the parade's up Sandy Boulevard and ends at Ross Hollywood Chapel.
Boom.
Starts at 9:30. The ceremony begins around 10:30, 10:45, something like that. And then immediately following, we have a free concert for veterans and those who love veterans. It'll be me performing with members of the 204th Army Band out of Vancouver, Washington.
And usually you have to pay a lot of money to see Tony Starlight perform.
This, getting it for free.
For free. That's on Monday. John, what's going on? Big fella.
Here's what I don't understand about this photography guy.
Yeah.
Like, If Da Vinci paints a painting, there's only one of those paintings.
Yes.
But this rube takes a picture, and not only can he reproduce it an infinite amount of time, I can go take a picture of that picture, and it's literally the exact same thing.
Yes.
So why is it worth so much money, and why would you pay...
You're so small town. So small town.
Country mouse.
Oh, there's an infinite number of, like, I get that the Mona Lisa is priceless because there's one. There are an infinite amount of this guy's photographs. What, like, people haven't figured that out? What's going on?
The best part is, so he sold that one for $6.5 million because I guess there's only one of it. But what if he just...
No,
like,
there's
like,
an infinite amount of it.
But that's my point. What if he just then, like, a year later was like, aha, sorry, I'm putting out another one. Like, you're right. To the point is, there's as many as he wants there to be.
Right. So, like, who would pay money for that? There's just, hit print, here's another one. That's just goofy. I mean, art's goofy enough, but that's really goofy.
Like, I'm with you, man. I think his stuff, every time I'm in Vegas or Hawaii or whatever, I always go to his galleries, and they have amazing photographs, but I'm with you, man. I don't know. I think it caters to rich people that are like, they're always in tourist destinations. The stuff is visually stunning, and I think it's just rich people. I think it's the same thing that when you go into a grocery store, like when you go to Comic-Con, what did you recently were at Comic-Con. What was that dumb thing you bought? You were telling me about it just the other day for like
for
$6.5 million.
Yeah, first it wasn't $6.5 million, and I buy a lot of dumb stuff at Comic-Con. I don't remember what you...
You were just telling me about something just the other day you bought for like $10. The guy wanted like $30, and you offered him $10.
I went
away and came back, and he did it.
I bought a plastic shark from Sharknado, signed by Tara Reid.
Yes.
Oh, badass.
See?
I would have paid $15 for that.
See? And he wanted $30 for it, and I waited till the end of the day, and I came back, and I said, nobody's buying this. I'll give you $10.
Yeah, I think Jason's point is, all in the eye of the beholder.
But this is my point. So for John was... You would not buy that just like... If you walked into Fred Meyer and you saw that, you wouldn't buy it. But you were at Comic-Con, you were in the
mood.
Maybe
I would.
See, I disagree with that.
You had the money and you got caught up and you're like, oh, that's fine. I think what this, like, this Peter Lick guy is, you're on vacation, right? Some rich dude in Hawaii. He walks in, he sees this beautiful photograph and he's like, well, that is stunning. And it is. He's got great stuff and he's like, well, I want that. How much is it? And the guy's like, $30,000. And to him, that's like the $10 Tara Reid shark.
Tell me if I'm wrong. The guy looked at the gallery picture, and the first time he asked, the guy said $20 million. Then he came back at the very end of the day and said, I'll give you 6.5. And the guy said, sold.
Deal. It's the Tara Reid shark thing, just on a greater level with rich people.
By the way, I have a message for you, John.
Okay.
This comes from the great Cam Cleland, who is not to be messed with in terms of his workspace, which you sat in last night for the baseball show.
I left him a little present.
Yes, he said he did not appreciate the Diet Dr. Pepper backwash. He said that is such an offensive, such an old lineman fat guy move.
I had a delicious Diet Dr. Pepper last night. There was one sip left. I thought Cam might want it in the morning, so I left it for him. I think I was being a nice guy.
Yeah, I don't think it was interpreted that way.
Wow, I can smell his breath over the microphone.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, take that, Cleveland. Go Cougs.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right, see you guys.
All right. John is out. Up next is recruiting with Andrew Nemec. Thank you. Tony, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Elton John show tomorrow night. Tony Starlight Showroom. Check it out.
Veterans Day parade this weekend.
That's right. Monday.
Oh,
Monday. There you go. And I don't think we have a show on Monday.
I don't think we do either.
Because of the Seahawks.
Yes.
Maybe we'll come to your parade.
Come to the parade.
Get that free show.
Yeah. Let the vets know we appreciate you.
Recruiting coming up next. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.